The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
The Nooshigak explodes again, sinking nets and sinking vessels. And big pushes of fish turning up just about everywhere but Ugashik, at least till their nets go out tomorrow. Good evening, it's Monday, July 3rd. The total run is just about to 10 million fish. I'm Dave Benninger, glad to be on board with you. Coming up, reaction from Ikuk Beach, where the fishing was fast and furious.
Yeah, it was just amazing. There were sunk nets in 30 minutes or less. It was almost as great as, like, delivery pizza.
Plus, Tim Sands joins for the latest on beached vessels and plugged-up processors. And Naknek Quijack sets out today, still waiting to see how well that went. But earlier in the day, several said the sockeye had certainly arrived.
There's a bunch of fish. A bunch of fish jumping all over the place. So the run is starting to come, and we're in the Quijack River, so lots of fish.
That's all ahead on tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support for KDLG comes from Nomar in Homer, Alaska, working year-round to make gear for Alaska fishermen and offering brailer and slush bags for the fishing season. Information at nomaralaska.com or 1-800-478-8364.
Let's start off by summarizing your run by the numbers as we do each evening. If you want to grab a pencil and paper, do so now. Yesterday, the total catch in Bristol Bay reported at 1.2 million fish. As many know, a lot of the fishing started late in the evening and carried through in the morning. This morning's catch will be tallied tomorrow, but again, a big harvest reported out of Igigik, pushing the total Bristol Bay catch yesterday to 1.2 million. Season total now 6.58 million sockeye on the books through Sunday midnight. Yesterday's escapement was reported at 137,000. Total escapement 2.9 million. In river estimates, accounting for 160,000 fish. That puts the total run through midnight Sunday to 9.61 million out of a preseason forecast of 41.5 million fish. Broken down by district, Ugashik still reporting no catch Sunday. Cumulative there, 140,000 fish. 420 reported in the past the tower. Cumulative escapement in the Ugashik River through Sunday was 1,600 sockeye. Total run to the district, 151,000. 237 fish. We think that will change here by tomorrow morning. Igigik District had a spectacular day yesterday. 857,000 sockeye reported as harvest in Igigik. Season total, 2.4 million. Igigik River escapement Sunday was 53,000 fish, cumulative of 291,000. And the in-river estimate from the state was 150,000 fish. That puts the total run to the Igigik District now at 2.86 million. That's out of a preseason forecast of 10.6 million fish. Naknek Quijack didn't fish Sunday, did fish today. We'll look forward to seeing what those catches are tomorrow. Cumulative harvest still stands at 96,000 fish. Escapement through Sunday, this changed through the day today, but escapement through Sunday was 17,000 up the Naknek River. Season total there, 90,264. Quijack River escapement was just 42 fish yesterday. Season total, 8,400. Alagnak River escapement was 456 sockeye. Season total, 4,400. Total run to the Naknek Quijack District through yesterday, 200,000 sockeye. Tim Sands helps break down the Nooshigak harvest in a moment on this program. It's penciled in at 350,000 fish from Sunday. Cumulative harvest in the Nooshigak District is now 3.9 million sockeye. Escapement counts for the three rivers. First, Nooshigak Kings, 4,254. Were counted past the Portage Creek sonar on Sunday. That brings the season total now to 42,250, on its way, hopefully, to the in-river goal of 95,000 fish. Nooshigak sockeye escapement Sunday was 15,000, season total 1.13 million. Wood River sockeye escapement Sunday was 39,500, Season total on the wood, 1.2 million sockeye. And Igoochik River sockeye escapement, 11,580 past the tower. That brings the season total to 122,100. Total run to the Nooshigak District through Sunday's catch and escapement tally, 6.3 million. That's out of a preseason forecast of 8.6 million. And Togiak not reporting any harvest on Sunday. Season total catch was 30,000 sockeye. Tower is up and counting, putting a tally of 1,100 sockeye on the books Sunday. Total run to the Togiak District is 31,000 out of a preseason forecast of 660,000. Again, yesterday's total catch, 1.2 million fish across the districts. And the total run now is 9.6 million. If you were wondering if Igigik had a good day, this graph will suggest that was the case. Sockeye per drift delivery. Igigik District, 1,909 fish Sunday. Nooshigak, 682. The other district's not reporting any harvest. We have the permit and vessel registrations as of 4:30 this afternoon, thanks to the Dillingham Fish and Game Office. We'll start with Ugashik. 225 permits registered to fish, climbing to 233 in 48 hours. That's on 169 vessels climbing to 174. 56 are D-boats currently. In the Igigik District, 492 permits registered to fish as of 4:30, climbing to 505. That's on 375 vessels climbing to 384, 117 D-boats. Naknek-Quijek continues to build a bit, the fleet there. 338 permits registered as of 4:30, climbing to 380. 298 vessels climbing to 328. That's 40 D-boats going to 52 in Naknek-Quijek. Nooshigak fleet held steady today, 550 permits registered to fish. Fish and Game knows of no changes over the next 2 days. That's on 428 vessels, 122 D-boats out fishing the Nooshigak currently. The Togiak fleet size is currently 41 permits fishing on 41 vessels. Total drift permits registered to fish in Bristol Bay today, 1,646. Climbing to 1,709 in 48 hours. That's on 1,311 vessels, climbing to 1,355. And there are 335 vessels today fishing with two permits. We have today's Port Moeller catches in from Dr. Scott Rayborn, dropping off just a bit. The mean daily catch index was 33. That's down from 37 the day before, down from 65 the day before that, 54, 62 the 2 days prior there. Not suggesting yet that there was a peak at Port Moeller. We expect to hear more interpretation in the days ahead. Raw sockeye catch by station, 53 total in the 4.5 and 42 in the 5 1/8 today. Broken down this way, there were 8 at station 2, 15 at station 4, 15 at station 6, 12 at station 8, 16 at 10, and 14 at 12. Station 14 fished as well today, had 15 fish. Again, 53 in the 4.5, 42 in the 5 1/8, mean daily catch index of 33. Recording a 9.7 degrees Celsius temperature as an average across the transects. Port Moeller genetic compositions are in again. These are for the catches from June 30th to July 1st. Quick turnaround time from the state genetics laboratory. 190 sockeye were analyzed from the June 30 to July 1 catches, and they broke down this way in descending order. 35% showed genetics for the Igigik River. 23% for Ugashik, 10% for Wood River, 9% for Nooshigak River, 8% to the North Peninsula, 6% to the Kwijak, 6% to Togiak, 3.5% to Alagnak, and fractions of a percent to Naknek, Igushik, and Kuskokwim rivers. Again, those are the genetic compositions for the June 30 to July 1 catches across all stations at the Port Moeller Test Fishery. That's today's Daily Run Summary here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We'll be back in just a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by generous support from Bristol Bay Native Corporation, following a fish-first policy to sustain and promote the economic and cultural value of wild Alaska salmon in the Bristol Bay watershed.
Thanks for keeping it tuned in here tonight. You can catch the show live at 6, replayed at 10 and 2 a.m. Tomorrow for the 4th, we'll have our weekend schedule live at 1:30, replayed at 6, 10 and 2. Find us online at kdlg.org. And a special hello to all of you following this action from afar. Our online listenership has certainly grown this year. We appreciate hearing from you and knowing that you're keeping it tuned in. Fish at kdlg.org is the way to reach us, or 907-842-5281. Most hours of the day, someone's here to answer the phone. If not, feel free to leave us a voicemail with a reaction from where you're at. A lot of activity on the west side of Bristol Bay again, and I checked in with area manager Tim Sands just about 2 hours ago for the latest.
It seems like another big day that started last night and carried over through the morning period. You kind of took a stab at what the catch was. Can you describe how big you think this period proved to be?
You know, I've had various reports. I heard somewhere that one company was maybe 17,000 pounds per delivery, and that was on the morning. And I have no idea what's going on there right now, except it's probably good. 400 boats at 17,000 pounds. Well, let's just be generous and call that 3,000 fish. So we're definitely looking at over 500,000. You know, how high it goes remains to be seen. It remains to be seen how many processors are still standing at the end of the day, and that's going to depend on what happens on the east side as well.
That'll be the question to solve here is, if this is a wall of fish showing up everywhere, who's gonna be able to handle it? How many do you know have struggled so far today?
Two are down.
And they've notified their fleet that they'll be buying later today, possibly?
You know, I just overheard Peter Pan saying they're going to come out with an announcement at 6, and Ecuc Fisheries is down, and I'm sure there'll be hours before they assess what their situation is.
All right. There's just an incredible amount of fish in the bay. The jumpers all over the place. It's a really impressive day, but that also was costly last night. Can you update what we know about some boats that, as I understand, three beached and one sank on account of all deck-loading too many fish, it sounds like?
I guess there was some weather out there. I have pictures of two of the vessels that were in the water. The one at Ecuc Beach, the Ketok, is going dry. They're going to pull it up out of the water. The guy's going to pump the fuel off it and deal with DEC on disposal of the fish. Hoping that the other boat, I think it's the Bunchy that's there in the bite by Ecuc, that they will also go dry and be able to pump off and get themselves out of there next low water. The N11, I don't know anything else about. I heard it was Flounder Flats. I don't know what its condition is. I heard it capsized, so I think it's in a tougher situation. The Aura, I believe, was the one that was there at the end of the Clark's Point Beach, but I don't know that for a fact. And that is under control.
Were there any fuel spills, oil spills, anything that affected the fishery or the ecosystem at all?
As far as I know, there was nothing that was... There was some fuel. Potentially, they pulled a couple nets at Ecuc because of fuel, but no shutdowns on our account.
Tim Sands, thanks for the update today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Rumors of just how big some of the West Side catches were flooding the west side of Bristol Bay today. Some text messages from those folks at ECUC suggested they really had a spectacular night and morning. We would never betray their estimated harvests sent by text here on the air, but Sherry O'Connor, who's fishing at ECUC, did agree to give us some reaction from the beach tonight. Sherry, good to talk to you this evening. I hear that last night into this morning was just huge at ECUC. Can you give a little perspective for those of us that weren't there?
Yeah, it was just amazing. There were sunk nets in 30 minutes or less. It was almost as great as, like, delivery pizza. But, no, there was a lot of fish, and everybody was really happy to be catching fish, and everybody was loading up, and it was a really great night.
So you fished there your whole life. Have you seen these size sets in the past, or is this pretty unique?
We saw this maybe once when I was very, very young, and it never kept going like this. There was fish all day that they were jumping in, and if people had their nets out, they were full. We didn't keep ours out for very long.
Is it understandable to folks on the beach that the buyer said enough is enough for today? Does that make sense, or is there frustration?
There's a little frustration, of course. We all want to get as many pounds in as we can, but I understand that they don't have the capacity to hold them, and that's, I guess, their deal, and there's nothing we can really do.
How's the season going so far otherwise? There was a little bit of a lull there for several days prior to another huge day for a lot of folks, but from the tone of your voice, it sounds to me like ECUC fishermen are off to a heck of a start.
Yeah, they say it's good luck if you have a certain so many pounds before the 4th of July, and I think a lot of fishermen here have that good luck. And even though we're not fishing tomorrow, I'm sure we'll all be hooting and hollering at bonfires and launching our fireworks and having, like, a great time. So I think it's been a great season for everybody. So
I think ECUC knows how to fish, and ECUC knows how to party both.
Well, not confident, I think, but yes.
Sherry O'Connor at ECUC Beach, thanks for the update. We hope you guys have a great 4th of July and get those nets back in the water soon. Thanks so much, Sherry.
Yep, thank you.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.
Thanks for staying tuned with us on this July 3rd edition of the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. A text message in from Lang Solberg. He says, just got anchored down and cleaned up. There were a few fish showing now, which is great. Just don't know about the Kwee-Jack. Lang fishing the OD2 in the Naknek. Thanks for that update. We hope to check in with Travis Ellison tomorrow and get the latest from that district. It is apparent to us that folks want to know what's happening in their neighbors' river districts as they consider moving around this season. Naknek Kwee-Jack did open the day, and before they did, KDLG's Caitlin Tan chatted with several people as they headed out and as they came back in.
Dustin McElwain, a local mechanic, just stepped off a boat this morning after a test run.
Tell me what you were doing out on the water this morning.
Sea trawling after I did a complete in-frame on an engine, so breaking in the engine, making sure there's no leaks.
Whereabouts did you guys go?
Just up the river a little bit, not too far away.
And what'd you see out there?
There was a bunch of fish jumping all over the place. So the run is starting to come, and we're in the Kwee-Jack River, so lots of fish. Oh yeah, they're coming.
Out on the beach by Peterson Point, Wanda Kai Miller was pulling in her set net boat after a long day of fishing.
Oh, really good, really good. Oh, we probably got about 6,000 pounds. Yeah, and this opening. Seeing fish jumping right by our... right when we're setting out, and all the time that the close up to closing time, 3:30. So there's fish going to be fished tomorrow.
Do you think the opener later tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
And how was the weather out there? Was it bearable?
Oh, bearable, yeah. We don't want any windier, though. So, hopefully tomorrow will be a little bit more sunshine and a little bit calmer, but enough to bring the fish in. We need a little bit of wind, so. But it'd be coming for a while here. I think the run is coming, so it's good.
Manuel Jekyll was operating the beach truck, picking up today's haul of fish from the set netters.
It's been great. Everybody's just getting plugged on their net. I already got 2 full totes. I'm pretty sure I'm going to go up and come down and get some more because these guys are really loaded.
So you feel like the fish are here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were you worried at all that they weren't coming?
No. I know 5 million is going to come.
Further down the beach, several people were picking hundreds of fish out of their nets.
My name's Veronica Maharada, and I'm just one of the crew members. My mom's the captain at the moment. As you can tell, we got hit pretty good. In our upper net, we got about 1,300 pounds. What you're looking at is like what we typically get when the run hits. These don't really feel like run fish at the moment, and they don't really have the run colors, but I'll take what I can get.
How do they not feel like run fish?
They don't really feel that slimy. Like when the run hit comes, it feels like you're just trying to grab onto a wet baby. Yeah, this is really kind of early. It's about the time though. They're not really the color. See, these are kind of like the bluish green. The run color is more of a greenish brown.
How long have you been doing this?
I turned 22 this year, so practically my whole life. My mom first brought me down onto the beach when I was 6 weeks old.
The resounding sentiment in the Naknek Kwijak district is the fish are finally here. In Naknek, I'm Caitlin Tan.
In some other news from the seafood world, the Coast Guard suspended its search for 2 people missing in Marmot Bay. According to a Coast Guard press release, around 7:30 Thursday morning, watchstanders in Anchorage got the mayday call from a Good Samaritan vessel in Kodiak waters. The Miss Destiny had toppled following an impact from a large wave. The Good Samaritan vessel El Caporal reported it had rescued the shipmaster and one other person. However, a man and a woman were still missing. The Coast Guard sent crews to search the 15-by-10-mile area. The team on site included a Coast Guard Air Station Kodiak MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter and MH-65 Dolphin, and the Coast Guard cutters Sherman and Chandelure, as well as Coast Guard aides, navigation, Kodiak boat crew, pararescue folks, and more. Press release says the pararescuemen dove beneath the water surface and searched both inside and outside the Miss Destiny, but were unable to find anyone. The Coast Guard called off its search late Friday night. According to the press release, federal on-scene coordinator representative from Sector Anchorage will fly to Kodiak to supervise the salvage of the Miss Destiny. In sports news, the Seattle Mariners will play the Kansas City Royals tonight in the opening of a 3-game series. This weekend, they won 2 of a 3-game series against the Anaheim Angels. Mariners 41-42 on the season, currently third in the American League West. Also, this note, the head of Fox Sports Programming, Jamie Horowitz, was fired today after allegations of sexual harassment. Horowitz was hired in May of 2015. His duties will temporarily be taken over by Fox Sports President Eric Shanks. 2 messages to pass along tonight. This one goes out to Hunter Harrett on the fishing vessel Not to Scale. Say, your mom and dad write in. They say happy birthday and have a great day and be safe out there. Another message in from our friend Bill Burkon from the Wood, formerly of the Wood-Tick-Chick State Park. He says, hi, Dave. You and your crew are doing an amazing job with the fishing reports. I listen every day. I'll be arriving at the Agulik Pack cabin to help out in the park for a while. Thanks for all the programs. Bill, thanks for that note. And boy, we hope to sneak away and say hi to you up there on the Agulik Pack sometime this summer. If you have messages out to the fleet or other correspondents, send them to fish@kdlg.org. Or you can give us a call here at the station, 907-842-5281. Your marine weather forecast, Bristol Bay waters. Tonight, look for winds out of the west, 20 knots, seas up to 4. Tomorrow, west winds 15, diminishing to 10 in the afternoon, seas 3. Tomorrow night, west winds of 10 knots, seas 2. Wednesday, southwest 10, seas 2. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachev, tonight, west 15, seas 3. Tomorrow, variable 10, seas 4. Tomorrow night, southeast winds of 15 knots, seas 2. And Wednesday, picking up southeast 25, seas back up to 5 feet. We will be here with you tomorrow. Look for our broadcast early at 1:30, replayed at 6, 10, and 2. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is dedicated to covering the greatest salmon fishery on earth. It's made possible with the generous support of our underwriters and from listeners and you, the fishing fleet, with help from everyone here at KDLG. I'm Dave Benninger. Good night. Good fishing. Be safe. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
KDLG, 670 AM, Mommy.